clouds are floating. Let's get married and stop this courting. I'm ready, ready, ready as I can be. I'm ready, 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 ready for you. If you're ready, ready for me. The clouds are forming, it's starting to rain. Let's get married without a ring. I'm ready, ready, ready as I can be. I'm ready, ready, I'm ready, 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 ready for you. If you're ready, ready for me. Prices are up and no one's bidding. Let's get married and stop this kidding. I'm ready, ready, ready as I can be. I'm ready, 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 ready. It's starting to rain. Let's get married without a ring. I'm ready, ready, ready as I can be. I'm ready, 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 ready for you. If you're ready, ready for me. The river is up, the logs are floating. Let's get married and stop this courting. I'm ready, ready, ready as I can be. I'm ready, 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 ready for you. If you're ready, ready for me.
Tell me, who is that right there?
She's John the Rebel Lady.
Tell me, who's that right
there? Then it's John the Rebel Lady.
Tell me, what is he writing?
Well, he's writing the foundation. He's writing in the book of the seven seals.
Old man Isaiah, he spoke of the coming of the Messiah before that he left his homeborn higher. Matthew's gospel, I heard the man cry, Jesus is born, surely must die. The Clothman Lord in the judgment rose and led him born down into judgment hall. I caught that fella, the high priest said, they whipped him till the break of day. Hold on, he looked over Calvary, the hills, and said he heard a rumbling like the chariot wheels. Hey, John, what do you mean? Cruel Jews were whipping him still. Tell me, who's that right there?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, who's that right there?
Tell me, John the Revelator.
Tell me, what is he right
there?
Hold on, he looked over Calvary's hills. He said he heard a rumble like the chariot wheels. Hey, John, what do it mean? It means the gate was gonna blow, and blow so loud. The saints are gonna ride to heaven in the clouds. The stars in the heaven will all come down, and the dead's gonna rise out from under the ground. But the seas are gonna boil and cause what flood. The moon's going to drip or the wind to blood. Then the sun's gonna come up and hide a face, and the rocks are gonna cry, no hiding place. Hold on, he looked over Calvary, the hills. He said he heard a rumble like the chariot wheels. Hey, John, what do you mean? It means sight to the blind, the dumb gonna talk, the lame gonna pick up the beds and balk. Hey, John, trap your pin, stop that writing to dying men. Tell me who's that writing?
Tell me, what is he writing? Well, he's writing Revelation. He's writing in the book called the Seven Seas.
Well, I looked down.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Special Edition Sunday Service right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Mass. Freeformed Radio. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. There we go. Of course. So this is the special edition of Sunday Service. Sunday Service is dedicated to American roots music. I call it Supernatural Americana, another branch of the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and giving tribute to gospel, where it all started, where it all originated from, American pop music right here in all good old beautiful America. Gospel. Bluegrass, Jubilee, country, folk, everything 50s, jazz, Dixieland jazz, classical, and even hip-hop. I say hip-hop because it's hip-hop is just really strongly rooted in American music. It is the number one most popular American music. So adding that unique touch to it, I really feel like makes it supernatural Americana. So here we are, here on Sunday. Good, beautiful Sunday morning. And I wish you love today. I wish you God. I wish you the best. I wish you connecting to your higher self. Right now. So right now we're listening to some good Golden Gate Quartet. This is actually a gospel jubilee group. I've played them many, many times. Gospel Jubilee is a huge inspiration in my life. Gospel Jubilee inspired me to create Sunday Service. So along with all this beautiful, magical Roots American music, also, I plan on adding some inspirational speaking today, speaking at 1:20. So stay tuned. We got some great music, great vibes, great energy here for you. I can just get this happening right here. Life is good. And speaking of life being good, just remember the moments and the times you're grateful and you have gratitude for yourself and you have gratitude for the world around you. We must step into this universe in this place of gratitude. How important. This morning when I was loading things and I had my instruments with me and on my way to WMFO, realizing the gratitude I had to be able to have instruments, to be able to have this portal to channel this, and just this beautiful energy of gratitude washed over me to understand what this is and what I have and right here, and to be able to communicate this to all of you. This is a beautiful phenomenon. Paranormal Playground Sounds is a beautiful phenomenon, and I am grateful every single day for WMFO and what they have done to be able to support this and to be able to, but not just supporting it as having, being able to have my own show here. What I'm talking about is energetically. You see, we can have our shows, we can be a part of things, but if energetically they're not a match on a vibrational level of what you're evolving towards and what is congruent, a lot of times it just doesn't matter, because the energy really has a huge effect. And that's what I like to talk about a lot here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and, you know, understanding the unseen realm through music. So it's all about that. It's all about being aware. It's all about being aware of the unseen and what we do with the unseen, because once you can master and tap into the unseen, you're going to have a better grasp of your reality and a better control over your world. You're going to become a better master of your world. So with all that said, you know, I think it's time to play some music. So let's get into some doo-wop. It's just a doo-wop time. I'm so grateful to be able to play doo-wop. I'm just like in a day sometimes, just looking at what's going on and looking at what's around me and understanding what I have. And this, I cannot take this for granted. This is just a miracle in itself. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening in. And thank you so much for being here and being alive and being present. Thank you so much. I love you. So why don't we get into some Platters, of course. Is this on?
But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. But I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant. So many who have fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who take me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my. same until I discover what became of my old flame. I've met so many who have fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some would take me up to the sky, of love, they were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
I woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
your solid dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Standing on the corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole in the bottom of my shoes. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Your solid dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Look at your Sal, I know you, with a rundown slipper and a broken shoe. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Your solid dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Down in the wild, but sitting along, singing a song called Solid Dog. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Your solid dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. We pulled a trigger and a gun said go, the shot rung over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Your solid dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid
dog. Life is over, I'll fly away. just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys will never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, bye and bye, I'll fly away, I'll fly away.
Good evening, beautiful souls. Good evening, beautiful, beautiful souls. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Morlanite, the Boston Medium. Oh, right here. Right now. All things are good. All things are grand. We are doing magic. We are doing magic here. And right here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. And as we're doing magic, we remember the presence. The magical presence is exactly where we need to be and exactly where we need to go. You see, we have these unspoken alliances and agreements. Are they in good nature, or are they not serving us? As I'm coming in, spirit has already taken over. I can feel the energy that is uplifting. Please, infinite spirit, communicate and channel exactly what it is that I need to speak on, and exactly what it is that I need to channel right now and right now in this moment and in this service. God is infinite and God is beautiful. God is infinite and God is beautiful. Because right now we have to make these alliances. Right now, where is your alliance in this heavenly planet? Where are your alliances? If you could look real deep and say, the alliance, where is your alliance with people? Where is your connection? Where is it? What is going on right now? Are you evolving in the place you want to evolve while you are connected with these people? Why are you connected with energy, places, environments and circumstances? Are you evolving in this place and in this time right now? Because this is what it's about. We have to connect with what is a vibration. You see, right here, when I was talking about how grateful I was for WMFO to be a vibrational match, spirit came right on in, and this is in the Inspire talk about vibrational matches. We must have vibrational match to go to where we need to go. Now, we may be able to go to where we need to go doing and undoing and vibrational matches. But do you see how much more effort it is going to take? It is going to take you so much more effort to get to where you need to go when you are constantly diving into mismatches. When we are constantly diving into things that are mismatching, look at how much work and how much effort we have to do along our way and along our journey. Imagine running a race, running a marathon, but you have to stop every couple of feet and every seconds to explain, or every couple of feet, or every second, to register and wait and ask an inquiry: am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? But imagine being on a path and running a race, running miles, and running a marathon, and you never have to really ask a question. You just have to make a pit stop every once in a while. See, that's what it's like when you're a vibrational match with people. When you're a vibrational match with people, places, and things, there is no slowing you down. There is only a flow. And we must understand and we must appreciate and come back to this place that is called flow. We have to remember, when we are communicating with people, we have to remove good and bad. We have to remove positive and negative. And we only must understand, is it flowing? If it's not flowing, let it go. Things that do not flow, yes, in fact, they are here to teach us, and we are not just here to just, you know, dance on a cloud and stream through. We're here to take challenges on. We're here to learn about ourselves. We're here to be a mirror. But once that lesson is learned, it's time to move on. We don't just keep looking into that mirror of what we don't like. We don't just keep gazing into that experience of what we don't like over and over and over. And yes, that can happen. And yes, God has mercy. God always has mercy on your soul when you do this over and over and over until you learn. And maybe you need to do it over and over until you learn. But the inherent nature of learning from the outside world in relationships is that we take it in, we see it, we figure it out, and we move on to what matches. We have to remove ourselves from the personal connection to and a personal attachment and the identity to something. We have to stop and remove ourselves in order to understand the higher quality purpose. So where is your vibrational match? Infinite spirit, right here and right now. See, as we're here right now, this is a vibrational match. If you're tuning in right now and you're listening and you like the vibration and you like the sound and you like how this feels, it is a match. And if you ain't liking it, then it ain't a match. Then you can turn that channel anytime you want. You see, that freedom of choice that you have to choose and pick and understand what feels good. And it is in that feeling. I'm telling you, it's the feeling. It's the feeling of everything that jumps out and navigates you into the guidance. You don't even have to talk to spirit. You don't even have to understand spirit communication. You don't even have to be a medium to get this simple bit of information and for you to live it and for you to live it to understand that you have an energy in which you can feel things in your body system, can feel things. What a miracle that is, you see? It is a miracle. It is self-regulating. It is self-awareness. It is your higher self and saying, oh, that is the God self that shines. It is the God self that talks and communicates over, back, inwards, outwards. And it is here in that intuition. Oh, if it don't feel good, then you gotta let it go. If you ain't getting high, then you're damn near low. Oh, come on. Here we go, setting up our own chess game, playing side by side with the Saint Germain. Woo! We have it. If it don't feel good, you gotta let it go. And if you ain't getting high, then you're damn near low. We gotta come into vibrational alignment. What feels good? What feels good to you? Think about it. What feels good to you? If you could sit here and be like, oh my goodness, I could summon up all these things that make me feel good. And if you can sit here and summon up all these things that make you feel good, look at what you are attracting into your next reality. Look at what you are attracting into your next. Oh, it's like a miracle. It's like a freedom within. It's like a freedom within your soul. It's that freedom that makes you want to get up and dance and shout and be excited. Meet me in the light, in lying attic, excited. Meet me in the light, in lying attic, excited. You gotta get excited. We have to be in that energy of enthusiasm, strength. What else are we here for? Oh, what a beautiful life. What a beautiful world to shine, to be magnificent, to be the best that we can be. It is Sunday. It is Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. My goodness, my God, my gracious. We have it all. We are saved right now in this beautiful, magnificent realm. Connecting with the vibration that is, and connecting with the vibration that frees us. That frees the infinite mind that is here right now. That frees the infinite mind that is connecting us to this greater, greater good of reality and this greater, greater good of magic and this greater, greater good of things that we can't even see, that is in the unseen, within the unseen, within the unfoldment, within the infinity and then beyond, and then it comes right back, and then that is the mirror, you see. The real mirror is the infinite. The real mirror of what we're seeing is infinite, and letting us understand this and connecting it, and woo-wee, we got this vibration that goes in the vibration. It flows. It flows into God itself and life itself. And it's walking right here, right now in the walking truth, right here as I leave my body and I can become a witness. I leave my body and I become a witness to this vessel right here, this creation of vessel. We are here and we are energetic. You see, we have it. All the health and the wealth in the world, all the health, the wealth that is makes up this beautiful reality come into fruition, and God is good. God is the most magnificent good, and we are here, and life is beautiful. Life is so beautiful right here. And we must remember this, and we come here to the Sunday service. We come here to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we come here and we can remember who we are. You see, we remember who we are. You can remember who you are no matter if you're in church, no matter if you're listening to this radio show, you can always stop, be still, and remember who you are. It's in the breath. It's in that beautiful breath, that beautiful free oxygen in the air that dances. It dances by your side and gives. That beautiful giving nature, that's you. You got to believe it, though. You've got to believe that you have it. All these things that you want, all these things you desire, all these things you know you should have. Oh, amen, amen, amen. They could not come into reality until you believe it. They could not come into reality until you are aware of your worthiness in that moment. You're aware of your worthiness in the moment that it glows and it shows. You have the world. You own the world, and the world, my God, revolves all around you. My God, does that world will begin to revolve all around you. This is the magnificence. This is the playfulness, and this is... This is the now. Oh, this, welcome to the supernatural Americana. Welcome right now to the American made magic right here, because this is magic. This is spirituality made by us for us. You see, this is the American spirituality made for us, by us, for us, and sharing it with the rest of the world. How beautiful it is to share it. How beautiful it is to be loved and feeling good. How good it is to be well, to be in health, to be, look at that gratitude, to just be in health. If you have your health, you have it all. And even if you don't have your health, guess what? You still have it all because you're still alive. That is God. That is the evidence. God breathing right here and right now. Woo-wee! Thank you so much for tuning in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tuts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, at the Boston Medium, and thank you so much. Oh, that was a beautiful channeling. That was God in itself. That was the highest form of magic. And we come back here. We come back. We take it back. We come back. Woo! We take it back. We take it back. And we come back. How life is so good to us. Life is so good. And the enchantment. I couldn't think of a better day to be alive. I couldn't think of a better day to be alive. I could not think of a better day to be alive and to be playful and to be of joy. I could not wrap my arms or hands around something that is just more, could be more magnificent than this. Today is the day, and today is eternity. What do you have? What are you going to jump into? What is that portal you're opening up? Where is the magic? Speaking of magic, it's coming up and it's here for you. So stay tuned. We are here till 2 p.m. And I hope you enjoyed that activation. That is an activation, baby. This isn't, let me tell you something. This isn't preaching. This isn't me telling you what you should do with your life. This isn't me sitting here and telling you the word of God from a book. This is me channeling spirit to activate, to remember. I need this. I'm just a channel. I need this just as much as you do. This is a channeling to get you into a new vibration, a new dimension, and a new paradigm. We are shifting paradigms right now. This is where it's at. May your week be blessed with these words. So stay tuned. We are here till 2 p.m. I love you so, so much. Right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
It's just about enough to miss every tune. It's too bad if you listen to that old violin. Pick up your fiddle and pick up your bow. This is a tune all fiddlers ought to know. It's too bad if too bad. You never have seen a man play a jazz on a violin. It's too bad if you listen to that old violin. A quick bangle and a shaking bow, a super heel and a tickle toe. It's too bad if too bad.
More cigarettes and a bottle of cocktail for two. Well, I get running for beer, so I
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We're here. We're here till 2 p.m. I hope you're feeling the love. I hope your vibration is raised. It is a beautiful Sunday. June! It is a beautiful June. It's June 2nd. Happy summer. Happy summer to all of you. Please may this be the best summer of your life. Please let this be just the most gorgeous, beautiful summer you could have ever imagined in your entire universe. This is going to be the best. This is today. Let this be the best day you've ever had in your life. Let's connect to a higher self. Let's just, you know what? Here's a tip. If you ever want to feel good or you ever want to like truly manifest in a really positive way, think of a time that something really amazing happened to you. You got what you wanted. Really good news. It was like a Nine of Cups moment. Replay that and how you felt. Feel that. Feel how that felt to be in that excitement and that joy and that just desire fulfilled. I'm telling you, it's going to really boost that manifestor power that you're looking for. So, you know, and I hope you stay strong with it. I hope you feel good with it. I hope there's so much love in your energy field. I hope there's magnificence and playfulness and just genius that takes over you. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for being here for yourself and listening to magic, being the magic. You're always the magic. Don't ever, ever, ever forget this. Oh, I could kiss you a million times. I could just fill your heart with love a billion times if I had the power to. I would. If I had the power to turn everything around in your life and give you the magic, I would. Because it's love. And we have to remember where love is. Amen. Speaking of love, I think it's time for some Pat Boone. Woo!
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our
love letters in the sand. if I love you.
We are here and we are clear and we are continuing to shine our light with Spirit. Woo! Spirit is good. Spirit is good. We are going to continue here on with the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Like again, we're here till 2 p.m. Don't forget to catch my show on Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. That's right, 6 to 8 p.m. Every Tuesday is a Paranormal Playground Sounds. Guided meditation, sound healing, shamanic journeying, all of that good stuff. And my TV show, that is this Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. So 6 to 8 p.m. I mean, not 6 to 8 p.m. I'm sorry. 6 p.m. is your time to call in for a live guided. I mean, what is it called? A live reading. So follow me on Instagram, The Real Boston Medium. And see when I'm posting for the information for the number, and follow me on the Boston Medium, my personal page at Facebook. So to get a chance, an opportunity to get a free reading. That's right. A free live reading on TV. How much fun is that? It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Huh. Anyways, I mean, how fun is it to just sit here and listen to oldies? And I mean, with that gospel. Beautiful gospel. I don't think there's anything better right now, or anything I could think of doing, but being right here with all of y'all. You know, being here with all y'all and doing it up just like, I mean, just like this. Just like this. So, stay tuned. We are all connected in spirit. We're all connected in the spirit world. We're all raising our beautiful vibration that is high, that is magnificent, and that is connected to everything that's just beautiful. We have to remember how beautiful everything is. The beauty in your own life, and the beauty that lives with God, the beauty that lives with the passion that is connecting us over and over and over. So I'm going to leave you here with some Golden Gate Quartet. Love you so much. Until then, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin Knight, the Boston Medium. I'm out, skis. This is a beautiful day. Happy Sunday service. Love you so much. Until next time, I'll see you.
We got to make our run successful. Hallelujah. From the cradle to the cold tomb. Out of when the saints go marching home. Go home when the saints go marching home. Good Lord, out of to be in the number, holy number, with the saints go marching home. Really on the line, my loving old mother, good Lord, the soul used to walk and talk with me. But now she's asleep in yonder's cold.
cold graveyard, never to come. Tell eternity, not when the saints come marching home. When the saints come marching home, go home. But I want to be in the number, holy number. When the saints go marching home.
Train ride now, back to an old hometown of mine called Parsons, Kansas. It's a little town about 100 miles south of Kansas City on the Katy Line. That's MKT, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas. We ain't got time to tell you about Texas. We're gonna try to show you how those locomotives sound. They're pulling out of the yard in Kansas City on the Katy Line. I got the Parsons, Kansas blue. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. I got the Parsons, Kansas blue. I'm leaving early in the morning. Ain't no time to lose. Lordy, what a welcome will I get. I bet they take my photograph. Nothing yet. I'm set to kill that fatted cat. Cause in my hometown on the Katy, old hog it don't mean half. That's no laugh neither. I've traveled east, I've traveled west, from Michigan to Mexico. Parsons is the best by far. You talk of heaven here below. Cause my hometown on the Katy ain't got so far to go. Let's go back! I'm gonna